With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Jimmy Kimmel is returning to his late night post.
He said on Monday that Jimmy Kimmel Live would return to its airwaves on Tuesday, ending an impasse that began last week. The Walt Disney Company, which owns ABC, said in a statement, quote, "Last Wednesday, we made the decision to suspend production of the show to avoid further inflaming a tense situation at an emotional moment for our country." The statement said, quote, "We've spent the last days in thoughtful conversations with Jimmy, and after those conversations, we reached the decision to return the show on Tuesday." Bernie Bennett, Washington.
The White House is backing border czar Tom Homan amid bribery allegations, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Responding to media reports that Homan accepted $50,000 during an undercover FBI operation last year, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said the president's border czar did not take the money.
The White House and the president stand by Tom Homan 100% because he did absolutely nothing wrong and he is a brave public servant.
She accused the Biden administration of engaging in entrapment. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A deal to keep TikTok going in the United States is apparently in the Trump administration's sights. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says President Trump expects to sign a deal on TikTok's future this week.
Under the terms of this deal, TikTok will be owned by a majority of American investors and controlled by a board of directors with extensive national security and cybersecurity credentials.
Among the organizations picked to handle TikTok is Oracle. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 66 points, the NASDAQ rose 157, the S&P 500 advanced 29. This is SRN News. College students might not be so liberal after all.
A study out of Northwestern University finds that 88% of undergrads say they pretend to hold progressive views in order to get better grades and fit in. 78% of college students say they pretend to support transgenderism, and 72% admit they also pretend to be politically liberal. The Northwestern study goes on to reveal that 80% of undergrads have submitted work that does not really represent their beliefs so as not to anger their professors. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Florida is setting the tone for a number of conservative states when it comes to social issues. In 2022, Florida became the first state to prohibit classroom instruction on sexuality or so-called gender identity topics from kindergarten through third grade. By 2024, a growing list of at least 20 states, including Alabama and Indiana, had followed Florida's lead. This is SRN News. NASA has 10 new astronauts chosen from over 8,000 applicants.
For the first time, there are more women than men. The 6 women and 4 men will undergo 2 years of training before becoming eligible for spaceflight, including trips to the moon and possibly Mars. It's the 24th astronaut class for NASA since the original Mercury 7 made their debut in 1959. Only 370 people have been selected by NASA as astronauts, making it an extraordinarily small and elite group. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Residents across the San Francisco Bay Area were jolted awake by a moderate earthquake that was felt widely across the region. The 4.3 magnitude quake hit shortly before 3 a.m. Monday, just east-southeast of Berkeley. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.